Let's talk about debt. I'm Charles Blaine, and this is Texas Tomorrow.
Are you worried about your kids' future? You should be. You're listening to Texas Tomorrow with Charles Blaine. Join Charles as he talks about the people and issues that are affecting you and your family at the local level of government.
Whenever you hear people, mostly elected officials, talk about Texas, they talk about fiscal restraint and responsibility, limited government, accountability, transparency. I mean, I can go through a list, though, of why many of these things aren't always true. But today, we're specifically going to talk about debt, because there's a lot of it. So I thought about this topic because the city of Houston is planning to take out a $650 million bond, debt. And this is to settle a long-standing dispute with our city's firefighters. It's been going on for about 7 or 8 years. At the end of 2023, though, local governments across the state of Texas held nearly $310 billion in debt. We're talking about cities, towns, villages, school districts, water districts, counties, and every other local entity that taxes you. In the past 5 years, the amount of debt issued by these local entities has increased 60%. Most of this is held by school districts, but cities come in a very close second. But it's all debt that you owe at the end of the day. And we don't measure up well against other states either. So the Census Bureau rates this information, and they rated us fourth in total state and local debt per capita. 83% of what we carry is local debt. And third in terms of total local debt among the 10 most populous states. When counted with the state's debt, Texans owe a little more than $10,000 per person. Now, we often hear about the federal debt, which is about $34 trillion right now. And while people like to draw attention to it, for most of us, it has no real impact on our day-to-day lives. Whether it's $30 trillion or $40 trillion, I probably won't notice the difference. But that's not the same case when it comes to local debt. The $650 million bond that I mentioned before for the city of Houston comes at a cost of $36 million a year for 25 years. $36 million that has to be paid back annually. And since we already run a budget deficit, the city is considering a number of revenue-generating schemes to bring in more money. Trash fees for every household, breaking our local property tax cap and increasing property taxes, and a 5% department cut across the board. These things will be felt immediately. First by homeowners and renters who have to pay higher property taxes and trash fees, but also by those in the area who utilize city services. So really everyone in the region or who passes through our region. And while it might not be a drastic impact for most people, it can be for those living on a fixed income, people on the lower end of the socioeconomic spectrum, young adults transitioning from school to their first job. Either way, it's still a very real impact for everyone. A much more direct impact than what you find when you consider the federal government and its debt. We talked about school bonds in a previous episode, but let this be another reason to pay attention to what your local government is doing. School bonds, certificates of obligation, public utility bonds, judgment bonds, these are just a few of the debt tools that local governments have, and we can spend a whole show breaking them down. But we need to be paying attention to what they're doing on a day-to-day basis, because if we don't, we'll be up to our necks in debt before we know it, and there's going to be no one left to help us. So I hope you took something away from this, and if you did, make sure you tell a friend, a family member, share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you see fit, and make sure you tune in for next week's episode of Texas Tomorrow.